what's a book that you absolutely should not miss the chance to pick up right now? Emma, let's start with you.
I just finished reading La Divine by Marie Endy, which came out from Knopf a few months ago. She consistently blows me away. This book in particular, it's really kind of creepy and psychologically weird, but in a way that, you know, it's a page turner. It's the kind of thing that you want to keep reading. It's about four generations of women who are all sort of trying to escape each other and make their own identities, but they're all haunted by each other and can't seem to break out of this family.
Sounds good. Tom, what about you? What do you recommend for the last month of summer?
I just finished just a couple days ago a book by American writer Jesse Ball called How to Start a Fire and Why. This one is about a high school loner, a girl named Lucia, whose father has died in a mysterious accident. Her mother has since been institutionalized, and she now lives with her elderly spinster aunt in a garage that they live in for free. She basically has no pleasures in life. She hates school. All she enjoys are books. She loves reading. She reads constantly. She's a very critical reader, which is always endearing. And she enjoys playing games with her aunt. So she has a lot of fun with her aunt when they're at home. Oh, and she loves fire. She's going along, you know, not too happily at her new school. And then she finds out about the shadowy existence of an arson club. And she's determined to join that arson club, which you can do by, of course, starting a fire. Lucia is just trying to make her own way, just trying to make sense of the world. She's very sharp-witted, very insightful. And the tone overall is very, because of her detached sort of irony to the whole thing, very humorous. And so it's very fun to read. You're dying to know what happens. There's the weird sense of foreboding the entire time, but that's sort of the pleasure of it. And that's why you keep reading it, sort of enjoying it all the same time.
We both have kind of dark summer taste, I guess.
What's on your bedside table right now, Tom Roberge? What are you reading at this moment?
I'm about to pick it up. It's a book called The Transmigration of Bodies by Mexican author Yuri Herrera. And I haven't read it yet, but it's described basically as a town in the middle of nowhere in Mexico, hot, dusty town that is beset by a viral outbreak. And in the middle of all this, a man named the Redeemer is called upon to settle a feud between two warring families, each of whom has a dead body belonging to the other family. Herrera is a very stylistic writer. He does very interesting things with language, and it comes through in the translation, which is no small feat. And it's a very fun style of writing to read. And of course, the issues playing out in the books, what's going on in Mexico, the way it all relates to what's going on in the U.S., and the whole idea of, you know, internationalism and how these things happening in other parts of the world sort of affect everyone in the world are very fascinating to read, especially in this sort of literary style.
So Emma Ramadan, what about you? What are you reading right now?
Also have not picked mine up yet, but about to start reading La Rose by Louise Erdrich. She is a master. And in this book, there's a man who goes hunting. And while he's hunting, he accidentally murders the son of his neighbors. And so it is customary in this community, they're a Native American community, they come to the decision that they are going to give their own son to the neighbors whose son that they killed. The story from there plays out about how this works and how the son, La Rose, adapts to this new family.
Interesting. And Louise Erdrich is a Native American author.
She also owns a bookstore.
I didn't know that. Interesting. So speaking of bookstores, you're about to open later this fall a bookstore in Providence. And of course, this is at a time when many bookstores are closing. So what made you want to open one?
So in the past few years, in particular since 2015, there's actually been a big uprise in sales of print books and also of individual book sales at independent bookstores. And it's actually allowed a lot of independent bookstores to expand to new locations, and ebook sales have flattened at 25% of the market. And it just seems even people in college and high school have a strong preference for print books. And it feels like people are coming back to this idea of localism and supporting local business and supporting independent businesses, and especially wanting to have that human contact of going into a store and being recommended a book by somebody who has a personality and has a human face.
That's interesting and also somewhat counterintuitive. It's not the way I think many people expected this was going to go. I know there's a lot of hand-wringing in the publishing industry, that people are not reading books anymore the way they used to. What's your sense of why the trend seems to be shifting?
a lot of people bought into ebook reading because of the gadgets. And of course, there are people who like saving the space and they like the ease of with which, you know, you can purchase a book. You can be sitting in the middle of a park and buy one, and that's great. But yes, everything is recommended through an algorithm. And I think publishers eventually realized that bookstores offer something that is truly irreplaceable when you talk about reading and literary culture. And that's the opportunity to talk to other people about books. It's the opportunity to discover something purely by accident because it has a nice cover sitting on the corner of a table, but it would have never been recommended to you if, you know, based on your browsing history or purchasing history at Amazon. And the events. I mean, there's no mistaking that live events for a lot of people are, you know, a centerpiece to their, you know, consuming books. They like to read the book. They like to go listen to the author read or discuss the book. Maybe they're in a book club, which of course you do in person. You know, everything sort of, it still does come from this culture of sitting down and talking about books in person. And I think that's why people have sort of realized that they love having bookstores at the center of communities. And this has become a sort of development model across many, many mid-sized cities in this country, is that they want to have a bookstore as like the centerpiece to a downtown sort of walkable area, because that's a place where people sort of congregate. Westerly, for example, just got a new bookstore, the Savoy, which is massive. And, you know, within a few months, they opened in April, I believe. It is, you know, just teeming with people. And we walked in last week and there were, you know, four or five people sitting there discussing a book in a book club on a random Thursday morning, which is why we're trying to do it as well. We like Providence and we want there to be this sort of space that we're envisioning, one where you can go after work, where you can go see an author read at night and perhaps get a glass of wine and enjoy listening to somebody read and talk to somebody, you know, next to you at the bar or have your book club meeting there or something like that.
I'm speaking with Emma Ramadan and Tom Roberge, owners of the soon-to-be-opening Riff Raff Bookstore and Bar. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
And thank you.